It says in verse 12, and it came to pass as she continued praying before the Lord that Eli marked her mouth. What does it mean when it says he marked her mouth? You know, he's there and he sees her praying. He basically sees that she's mumbling something, okay? You mark something, it basically means you identify them. You understand? Does that make sense? Now Hannah, she spake in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore, Eli thought she had been drunken. Now, this is pretty weird, okay? And I'm going to explain to you what I think it means. If you have a different interpretation, tell me after the service. But what we see here is that Hannah's praying, and the Bible says here that she's speaking in her heart. Only her lips moved. So the picture that I get is that, you know, if you pray, you're praying kind of thus within yourself, but you're kind of wording the things that you're saying with your... You know, it's kind of like when you read. You guys ever read and you're not necessarily audibly reading, but your lips are moving because you're reading the words with your mouth kind of thing. You guys know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So that's kind of what we see with Hannah. She's praying and she's just kind of, you can't really hear her, but her lips are moving. So she's saying something, but it's not an audible type thing. So Eli, who's the man of God, this is the spiritual leader. He looks at this and says, oh, she must be drunk. That's weird. Got yourself a woman who's in the house of God. Her husband, Elkanah, had just finished offering these the sacrifices. And then the only conclusion you can come to is that she's drunk. She's inebriated. Oh, she's mumbling. She must be drunk. He says in verse 14, and Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. Now, this is so weird, okay? But let me explain to you why I think he said all that. I think this is showing us Eli's spiritual state. I think that's what it is. Because later on, a couple chapters later on, it talks about how Eli's eyes waxed dim so that he could not see. And that's referring to physically, you understand? Like he was going blind, okay? But I think the Bible literally inserts that type of wording. Because it's telling us, because why would it matter if his eyes are physically growing dim that he cannot see? What the Bible's trying to convey there is the fact that he's spiritually going blind. He's spiritually incapable of seeing. He's not seeing that his sons are reprobates. He's not seeing all the stupid stuff that they're doing, the wicked things that they're doing. He lacks, because what is the biblical term for being able to see? Like if you can see something spiritually, you're able to what? Discern. You're able to see, not with your sixth eye or something, your third eye or whatever they call that. It's referring to the fact that you're able to discern a situation, right? You can discern someone's character. You can discern someone's motives. Or you can discern a situation based upon, you know, God's wisdom, God's word, the Spirit leads you type of a thing, right? And so what this is showing us is that Eli is losing his discernment. He's a spiritual leader of that day, but the guy can't even tell when someone's praying. She must be drunk. And we'll see later on that Eli was fat. I mean, I'm not saying that to be funny. It's actually true. He's very large. And in fact, you know, he dies in the most dishonorable way. I mean, if I had to choose between like the way Saul was going to die and the way Eli died, I don't know, man. I might go for the Sauls. And Saul died pretty dishonorably. So, well, how did Eli die? He fell back and broke his neck. All the weight. I mean, I've fallen off a chair before, back, and I've never broken my neck. I've never broken anything other than my pride. I was extremely embarrassed. But think about how much weight had to come upon his neck to snap his neck and kill him.